Well, I suppose, Josh, yes, the chief executive and his team asked us into an informative meeting this morning. I suppose I'd say from the outset that negotiations are very much still on with all parties and all stakeholders in the Shannon Heritage sites, between all the stakeholders and Clare County Council. So, you know, there are, I suppose, there are difficulties and there are obstacles and so forth, but they're trying to find a way to overcome those.
Were you told in the meeting that there was a communication on Budget Day to the Council that funding wouldn't be forthcoming from the government?
No, what was said at the meeting, that, and again, I wanted to emphasise that a lot, that, you know, I don't want to be scaremongering or put anybody under, I suppose, undue stress or anything like that, but Clare County Council are endeavouring to engage with all the stakeholders. One of the departments did communicate with the Chief Executive that one of the, and which would be only one of the stakeholders, that finance wouldn't be forthcoming immediately at any rate from their department.
That's one of the stakeholders. Are other stakeholders saying different then? And is that frustrating for you as Cathaoirleach and as an elected member, that there appears to be mixed messages between different departments and different stakeholders involved in this whole process?
Absolutely, Josh. You know, I mean, you'll appreciate that this is an ongoing process which is going on a considerable length of time now. If it was simple, I'd suggest to you that it would have been concluded a long time ago, but it hasn't been, and there are various obstacles and various difficulties. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on at that level is, you know, case sensitive, I would suggest to you, you know, and it's, I suppose, Clare County Council have made no, or haven't hidden their desire that they would be willing to take over the sites and so forth. And that's going back, I can go back maybe to 2014 or 15, when there was various motions before the council from various elected representatives to get involved in the Shannon Heritage sites. So, you know, it's an ongoing process, and I certainly wouldn't want to say anything that would prejudice or in any way scaremonger or hinder those negotiations and talks and discussions.
Is it fair to say, though, just lastly, there are other options on the table? There are surely contingency plans in terms of if the funding wasn't being provided. I mean, for example, is a loan a possibility?
Well, sure. There's nothing on or off the table until we sit down and we know exactly where we stand. I suppose, Josh, what I would say to you is, you mentioned options. Various scenarios were discussed at our discussions this morning, and various scenarios if funding was forthcoming, if there was no funding forthcoming, and so forth. And every council member who attended had an opportunity to contribute and give their, opinion and what it is. What we all want is for an agreed plan to go forward, and that you know, that there will be supports there for the takeover of the Shannon Heritage sites. And I think, you know, that's what we're all looking forward to.